Psalm 18. A psalm of the servant of the Lord, of David, who spoke the words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from Saul's hand. And he said, I will cherish you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my firm ground. I will put my trust in him, my shield and the horn of my salvation, and my high stronghold. I will call on the praiseworthy Lord, and I will be saved from my enemies. The tightening grip of death surrounded me, and the onslaughts of the reprobate alarmed me. The tightening grip of the grave encompassed me. Deadly snares confronted me. When I was in a strait, I called on the Lord, and I cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him to his ears. And the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of mountains quaked and shook, because he was furious. Smoke went up in his nostrils, and fire from his mouth came devouring. Coals were kindled by him, and he stretched out the heavens and descended, and thick darkness was under his feet, and he rode on a cherub and flew and swooped down on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place. Around him as his booth was the darkness of water and the thick clouds of the upper skies. At the brightness ahead of him, his thick clouds pass along with their hail and fiery coals. And the Lord thundered in the heavens, and the Most High sounded his voice with hail and fiery coals. And he sent his arrows and scattered them, and he shot lightning bolts and routed them. Then channels of water appeared, and the foundations of the world were revealed at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the wind from your nostrils. He sent help from on high, and he took hold of me. He drew me out of great waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hate me, for they were stronger than I was. They confronted me on my day of distress, but the Lord became a support for me, and he brought me out to a wide place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not committed wickedness against my God. For all his injunctions were before me, and I have not neglected his statutes. And I was perfect with him, and I kept myself from iniquity, and the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands before his eyes. With the kind you will act kindly. With the perfect man, you will act in perfection. With the pure, you will act in purity. But with the perverse, you will act in a convoluted way. For you will save an afflicted people, and you will bring haughty eyes low. For you light up my lamp. The Lord my God brightens my darkness. For through you I can run through a battalion, and through my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord has been refined. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God apart from the Lord? And who is a rock except for our God? It is God who girds me with valour, who makes my way perfect, who makes my feet like those of hinds and stands me on my heights, who teaches my hands the skills of war, so a copper bow can be drawn by my arms. And you gave me the shield of your salvation, while your right hand gives me support, and your meekness makes me great. You enlarged my step under me, and my ankles did not slip. I pursued my enemies and caught up with them, and I did not return until I had made an end of them. I crushed them so that they could not get up. They fell under my feet, and you girded me with valour for war. You brought down my opponents under me, and you gave me the neck of my enemies. And as for those who hate me, I cut them down. They cried out, but there was no saviour. They looked to the Lord, but he did not answer them. And I pulverized them like the dust, carried along by the wind. I disposed of them like the filth of the streets. You delivered me from the contentions of a people. You set me at the head of nations. A people that I did not know will serve me. At bidding coming to their ears, they will obey me. Foreigners will feign obedience to me. Foreigners will fade away. They will be wrenched out of their confines. How the Lord lives, and my rock is blessed, and the God of my salvation is exalted, the God who gives me vengeance, and who subdues peoples under me, who delivers me from my enemies. You also raise me up above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the man of violence. That is why I will praise you among the nations, O Lord, and I will sing psalms to your name. He magnifies acts of salvation of his king, also showing kindness to his anointed, to David and to his seed, age abidingly. To the choirmaster. Psalm 19. A psalm of David. The heavens speak of the glory of God, and the firmament tells of the work of his hands. Each day utters speech, and each night declares knowledge. They have no speech, and they have no words. Their sound is not something heard. Their signification goes out into the whole earth, and their statements to the end of the world. Throughout the seasons he has assigned an abode for the sun, and as a bridegroom the sun comes out of its bridal canopy, and exults as a valiant man about to run a course. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit is to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect in restoring a person. The testimony of the Lord is faithful, making the simple-minded wise. The precepts of the Lord are upright, they gladden the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, it enlightens the eyes. Fear of the Lord is salutary, it endures perpetually. The judgments of the Lord are truth, they are altogether righteous. They are more to be desired than gold, or than a vast amount of refined gold. And they are sweeter than honey, and honey syrup from honeycombs. Your servant also is warned by them. There is great reward in keeping them. Who understands errors? Oh, acquit me from things hidden. From presumptuous sins too, preserve your servant. Do not let them rule over me. Then I shall be perfect and acquitted from great transgression. May the sayings of my mouth be acceptable, and the meditation of my heart before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. To the choirmaster.